It is 29-7 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko. Now, it wouldn't be a Thursday without a budding entrepreneur in our midst to talk about their latest project and inspire us to follow our dreams and pursue our passions. So tonight, we're interviewing the co-owners of The Locals Gin. Now, Mbali Patwa is with us in studio and Neliso Matebula is on the line from Cape Town. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Now, let's start off with a bit of a backstory. And I'll start with you, Mbali. Who is Mbali?
Okay, Mbali is a young woman who is born and bred in Nelspruit. I furthered my studies in Cape Town and qualified as a quantity surveyor. I believe I'm a goal-driven woman and who knows exactly what I want and where I want to be. Yeah, that's basically the summary of your girl.
And then to you, Neliswa, over there in Cape Town. Mba Neliswa Matebula.
Oh, Neliswa is a girl who stays in Cape Town. I work as in IT, as a business analyst. That's my former 9-to-5 job.
Okay, so both of you are professionals, high ranking at that. You know, for most people, these jobs are what we aspire to become. So how do you move from that to one day sitting down and discussing, you know what, we're going to craft our own premium gin? Like, how does that conversation happen?
Well, to be realistic, we are professionals, but at the same time, because we have other... Your qualification can take you so far. Mm-hmm. So it's always advisable to get multiple incomes, especially as a young woman with responsibilities. So that's when we sat down. We've tried a lot of other businesses. We come from trying Uber. We've come from even buying tents while we were still in varsity. So the whole entrepreneurship thing did not start today, but it started ages ago. So like you say, Bati, you try many times, you fall, you rise again. So that's literally us. We've tried, we've fallen, we've risen, and finally we've found something that actually works for us. And here we are today as The Local Gents.
Yeah, establishing a business in South Africa, you know, it's never easy. You know, there are a whole lot of things that come into it, you know, and at that, you know, establishing a brand, which takes a very long time to be able to, for people to get used to it. I mean, there are well-known brands that are out there. So, I mean, I just want to know, you know, how difficult is it to establish a new brand? And maybe just take us through that particular process and in terms of how you chose the name, why is the name relevant, and why do you think this brand would ultimately work? In South Africa?
Well, for us, we've been seeing young entrepreneurs, South Africans, who are very ambitious, like the likes of Paul Richie Mnisi. We have appliances that are coming from Uzianda. So we thought, you know what, it's actually possible, it's doable. So we now looked at what we felt people can relate to and what people could want, especially during the time of lockdown. I think we can all agree that everybody wanted to purchase a bottle of something. So that's when we realized that no matter the pandemic in a certain country or even in the world, but there was still a very high demand of alcohol. Mm. So that's when we were like, you know what? Let's meet the demand, you know. So that's when we came in. And with our gin, we didn't want to make it about us, but we wanted to make it about people. Hence, we chose the name The Locals. So it's for the people, by us, you know. That's how our name came in. Even when we were doing our research, it was based on the people. We went in and we did a survey. We found out why people love gin and why gin. Even to those people that don't drink gin, we asked why not gin. Mm. So that when we finish our product, when we have the end product, it meets the needs of those who actually do love gin and those who don't love gin but would want to do gin if it tasted in a certain way. Mm. So that's where it comes from. It was for the locals. It was not really for us.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, we are Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the owners of The Locals Gin, Mbali Patwa, and Neliso Matebula, who is on the line. We are trying to make sure if the line is clear. Neliso, can you hear us?
I can hear you better now.
Fantastic. Now, Mbali was just taking us through, obviously, the process of why you decided to venture into gin. Now, are there any major obstacles or challenges that you had to overcome in making this vision a reality?
So our biggest challenge right now is entry into the mainstream market, getting sold in at big retailers, at bottle stores. So that's our main challenge right now, and trying by all means to get into that. Yeah, so if anyone knows of how to ease that pain for us, please call back or liquor store owners, please give us a call. We are more than willing to come to the party.
Now, Mbali, you know, and this is a question that's directed at you. You know, if you're going to start a business and you are currently employed, it can be very challenging because everything is time conscious. Obviously, you've got an 8-to-5, just like Nidiso on the line has got an 8-to-5 as well. I mean, how difficult is it to juggle that? You know, you've got a business that is running, and ultimately you also have an 8-to-5 job. And besides that, there could be other obligations that are there at home and so on and so forth.
Oh, it's actually quite challenging because obviously your life was probably aligned to certain responsibilities and certain setup in your lifestyle. But when you have a passion for something, you try to make it work. So with the little time that you have on weekends, you make sure that you do as much work as possible. You sleep, you're tired, but like they say, that your dreams wake you up. So that's why it makes it easier for us to, you know, we're out tired. Even after hours, we'll have our meetings around 7 o'clock in the evening, but we don't feel it because there's so much passion in pushing our brand. And I think the first thing that one needs to have is that passion and love, whatever it is that they're doing, then you don't really feel the extra time that you put in into your business.
I like the word that you use, passion, because in any business, for any business to succeed, it obviously does need passion. But my follow-up question would be, why not take the plunge, quit your job and concentrate on this thing full time? Why juggle the two together?
Because our business can't run itself right now. We need cash flow. We need to see it balanced. We need to see it run on its own. Right now, it's still a baby. So like any normal baby, you need to nurture it until it can walk on its own 2 feet. So that's where we are right now. We still have a little baby and an infant.
So you have cited a few distribution challenges as in terms of obviously entering the market space. So what are you currently doing for the people to get hold of this gin?
Well, currently we are available. People can get hold of the gin. We have we're using social media right now. Our first interaction was social media because we know right now social media is where everyone meets. Even though we're in different homes, different lives, different families, but we meet at one spot, and that will be social media. So that's where we're starting right now. And soon we're going to be hitting the grounds with doing activations at different bars. How people can get hold of us, or how they've been getting hold of us, is online orders, which is why it becomes a huge challenge, because we can only do so much. We really need to take the gin to the people. Hence, we need the liquor stores to come in. So whoever is in Parklands, is in Matulu, you know, Angastraglishi, because I believe that alcohol is not like clothing. I buy alcohol now because I want to have fun now. So we want that for our people, that I'll buy alcohol now, you have it now. So that's why we are going to liquor stores and trying to talk to them and.
Yeah, you know, for a brand to succeed, it must have specific differentiators. And I say this because I've seen a lot of people actually going into the alcohol industry, especially in the gin industry and selling gin as well. I mean, I just recall a few months ago, I actually met as well some people that actually manufacture gin. What makes yours different? What is the major differentiator? If I had a choice, you know, between a particular brand of gin and your brand of gin, what makes me want to buy your brand of gin?
Besides the fact that our bottle is sexy and it's very welcoming, like I previously mentioned, we didn't just say we want gin for the fact that gin is a loved form of spirit, but we sat down, we went to the people, we went out there, we said to them, guys, what do you love about gin? Mm. And with the current gins that you are having, what is lacking? Mm. What would you like to taste? Your palate, what do you want to taste in your mouth? Mm. What do you want to feel? Mm. You know, so we started with that. We went out to the public, our locals. We said to them, this is what we've got. We then afterwards went to the professionals, the distillers, and we said to them, this is what we have in mind. Work with us. This is what the people want. Mm-hmm. So we didn't just decide, it's okay, we're about making money. We know people like alcohol, whatever. No, we made it specifically for the demand of people's palates. So that's what makes us different.
So your gin, basically, what you're saying to me, buddy, Nelisa, you can come in?
Yes. So besides just the taste, so it had to be, we wanted a very good tasting gin, but with a kick as well, not just to taste and not feel anything. But also one thing we were worried about was the after effects of hangover, that how does the distiller avoid people getting that and fall for that in a good price. Like, people don't want to spend a lot of money on alcohol. They still want to enjoy it, and good quality alcohol gins. So in the market room, so that everyone, a gin right now goes for 400 rand a bottle. We're trying to avoid getting to that place by all means, but still enjoying yourself and all of that.
Yeah.
That was our main...
And I'll tell you why, Bali and also ma'am on the line, and Eliswa, I'm asking the question. And the reason why I'm asking the question around that as well is that, you know, there are a lot of products, for instance, that are out there. And, you know, your target market becomes extremely important, and especially a targeted target market. Now, from what I'm hearing is that you guys are targeting this gin for the connoisseurs. Because obviously you're interested in the palate, you know. And price, I would imagine, is not a differentiator for your gin. I could be wrong, and you can correct me, ladies.
So our target market for this was the sophisticated person, a clean, so hence even the bottle is clean outside. The taste of it, I hope you do consume alcohol. So gin, the taste of it is quite clean and smooth as well. So that was the whole idea, that the clean man, the clean woman, the one who wants to have good taste and appreciation for good taste.
Yeah. Mm. So it's an aspirational brand, Nelisa, from what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay, but you're going to get me into trouble with my mother if you ask me about drinking.
It's okay, we'll talk
one
about
day doesn't drink. This is a very important question for me particularly because you are from Mpumalanga and you actually grew up in a township, and a lot of us don't think that we can go beyond what the world says we can do. So what words of encouragement would you have for young people who want to grow up to be like you or change the narrative about children that grew up in the township?
My first thing and most important is do it. Do not doubt yourself. Most of the time we hold back because you have this thing of, I don't have enough information, I don't have enough this, I don't have enough that. You will learn it along the way. You will find means. There's no way that you can know anything if you don't get yourself into that space. How else are you going to know the challenges? How else are you going to know the advantages of whatever it is that you aspire to do if you're not within that space? So no matter what you think of, no idea is crazy. No idea is dumb. Go do it. The main important thing is passion. If you have passion, if you have love, if you have dreams for yourself, you're definitely going to make it. You will break any boundaries. You will have sleepless nights because this is what you want, and no one can stop you from having that. So that's where it has to start. Just do it. Do not contemplate, do not doubt yourself, just do it. You will find means and ways to work around whatever challenges, whatever obstacles that you come across, but just do it.
And Nelisa, do you have anything to add to that?
She's 100% right. The biggest challenge is just starting. That's it. And then everything fell into place as we go along. So if you have an idea, give it a try. Trust me, it won't fail. Like, just put your mind to it, and once you start, it'll see how everything just aligns.
Before you guys jet off, the socials, so that we can, those that do drink, not like Wandile here, how can they get hold of a bottle of the locals gin?
Okay, we are on Instagram. Catch us on The Locals Gin on Instagram. DM us for your orders. Hence, we're saying we still need bottle stores to come forth and work with us so that it's easier for us to reach out to everyone. But right now, as we're still starting, actually, we've been at it for 2 weeks now and we've been getting so much demand and amazing support. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone for that. But for now, get us on Instagram, The Locals Gin.
Okay, no, thank you very much, Mbali.
And that's where we're going to leave it for this conversation. Thank you very much to Mbali Patwa and Neliswa Matebula, who are the owners of The Locals Gin. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo.